I do know you. Welcome, my friend. Welcome. What a sorry greeting I gave you, as if you were a ghost coming up from behind. And I have waited for you to come and looked for you. So you are the wizard they boast of in Ismay. I wondered. Oh, yes, yes, I'm their wizard. But listen, let me tell you why I didn't know you, lad. Maybe I've looked too hard for you. 3 days ago. 3 days ago. Were you here 3 days ago on Ifish? I came yesterday. 3 days ago, in the streets in Quar, the village up there in the hills, I saw you. That is, I saw a presentment of you, or an imitation of you, or maybe simply a man who looks like you. He was ahead of me, going out of town, and he turned a bend in the road even as I saw him, and I called and got no answer. I followed and found no one, nor any tracks. But the ground was frozen, and it was a queer thing, and now, seeing you come up out of the shadows like that, I thought I was tricked again. I am sorry, Ged. He spoke Ged's true name softly, so that the girl who stood waiting a little way behind him would not hear it. Ged also spoke low to use his friend's true name. No matter, Estereol, but this is myself, and I am glad to see you. Vetch heard perhaps something more than simple gladness in his voice. He had not yet let go of Ged's shoulder, and he said now in the true speech, "In trouble and from darkness you come, Ged, yet your coming is joy to me." Then he went on in his reach-accented Hardik, "Come on, come home with us. We're going home. It's time to get in out of the dark. This is my sister, the youngest of us, prettier than I am, as you see, but much less clever. Yarrow, this is the Sparrowhawk, the best of us, and my friend."
"Lord Wizard?" The girl greeted him, and decorously she bobbed her head and hid her eyes with her hands to show respect, as women did in the East Reach. Her eyes, when not hidden, were clear, shy, and curious. She was perhaps 14 years old, dark like her brother, but very slight and slender. On her sleeve there clung, winged and taloned, a dragon, no longer than her hand. They set off down the dusky street together, and Ged remarked as they went along, "In Gaunt, they say Gauntish women are brave, but I never saw a maiden there wore a dragon for a bracelet." This made Yarrow laugh, and she answered him straight, "This is only a Hareki. Have you no Hareki on Gaunt?" Then she got shy for a moment and hid her eyes. "No, no, 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 nor no dragons. Is that the creature a dragon? A little one that lives in oak trees and eats wasps and worms and sparrows' eggs. It grows no greater than this. Oh, sir, my brother has told me often of the pet you had, the wild thing, the Otek. Do you have it still?"
"No, no, no longer." Vetch turned to him as if with a question, but he held his tongue and asked nothing till much later, when the two of them sat alone over the stone fire pit of Vetch's house. Though he was the chief wizard in the whole island of Ifish, Vetch made his home in Ismay, this small town where he had been born, living with his youngest brother and sister. His father had been a sea trader of some means, and the house was spacious and strong-beamed, with much homely wealth of pottery and fine weaving and vessels of bronze and brass on carven shelves and chests. A great Taonian harp stood in one corner of the main room, and Yarrow's tapestry loom in another, its tall frame inlaid with ivory. There Vetch, for all his plain, quiet ways, was both a powerful wizard and a lord in his own house. There were a couple of old servants prospering along with the house, and the brother, a cheerful lad, and Yarrow, quick and silent as a little fish, who served the two friends their supper and ate with them, listening to their talk, and afterwards slipped off to her own room. All things here were well-founded, peaceful, and assured. And Ged, looking about him at the firelit room, said, "This is how a man should live." And sighed.
"Well, it's one good way," said Vetch. "There are others. Now, lad, tell me if you can what things have come to you and gone from you since we last spoke. And tell me what journey you are on, since I see well that you won't stay long with us this time." Ged told him. And when he was done, Vetch sat pondering for a long while. Then he said, "I'll go with you, Ged."
"Oh, no. I think I will." "No, Estereol. No, this is no task or bane of yours. I began this evil course alone. I will finish it alone. I do not want any other to suffer from it, you least of all. You who tried to keep my hand from the evil act in the very beginning, Estereol.
Pride was ever your mind's master.
his friend said, smiling as if they talked of a matter of small concern to either.
Now think. It is your quest, assuredly, but if the quest fail, should there not be another there who might bear warning to the archipelago? For the shadow would be a fearful power then, and if you defeat the thing, should there not be another there who will tell of it in the archipelago, that the deed may be known and sung? I know I can be of no use to you, yet I think I should go with you.
So entreated, Ged could not deny his friend, but he said, I should not have stayed this day here. I knew it, but I stayed.
Wizards do not meet by chance, lad. And after all, as you said yourself, I was with you at the beginning of your journey. It is right that I should follow you to its end.
He put new wood on the fire, and they sat gazing into the flames a while. There is one I have not heard of since that night on Roque Knoll, and I had no heart to ask any at the school of him. Jasper, I mean.
He never won his staff. He left Roque that same summer and went to the island of O to be sorcerer in the Lord's household at Ok Tuk Nay. I know no more of him than that.